This is an AI learning to play Minecraft. It starts off with no idea of how to play the game, but with every death and mistake, it gets a little bit better until after enough time, it's smart enough to kill the dragon and beat Minecraft. So in this video, I've brought three of the world's most advanced AIs together to beat Minecraft in one world and race against each other to see who can beat the game the fastest. They each have complete freedom to learn how to play, but I'll also make them compete in a few challenges for better gear to give them an edge over the competition. Which bot will be able to beat Minecraft the fastest? Let's find out, because right away, as soon as I told them to go, each of the bots was already off. All of them swimming through the water to race each other to the nearest bit of wood. GPT and Gemini were off to the fastest start, already breaking the tree from the water, with Claude kind of dozing behind, but I guess he's a genius because he immediately stole the piece of wood that they both competed for. But while this does look like a good start for the bots, it was becoming increasingly clear that they don't really know what they're doing yet.
They're all moving in sync. Oh my god, what was that? Claude and Gemini have both... Yeah, guys, you can be a little... What are they doing? Oh, Gemini's realized there's more. Oh, they're trying to parkour to this tree. Oh, they all have the same exact mind. And Claude couldn't take the heat. What do you mean, no cobblestone to craft a crafting table, Claude? What does that mean to you?
The three of them finally began to spread out and began their own plans for beating Minecraft and winning the race. GPT was totally locked in on winning and decided to focus on getting gear and obsidian to get ready for the nether, quickly advancing into stone tools and even getting the first iron of the race. Though he was having some small hiccups in his collection.
There's some iron right here, GPT. GPT, there's iron! GPT, there's iron! There's...
It seems there's no iron ore detected. Can you point it out again? Maybe it's hiding.
GPT, I could not make it more obvious, bro.
To Claude, however, racing meant employing the pro strategy of asking your opponent for help. But even he finally figured out that he was in a competition and began getting the essentials. Gemini, though, was a different story, pondering under a tree for 8 minutes before deciding he really wanted to find diamonds, totally skipping any gold or iron tools. But the three of them were about to run into one of the hardest trials of any Minecraft player, the first night. With mobs spawning on and none of them having any experience fighting, each of the bots had different ideas on how to tackle the approaching night. GPT began to dig out a bunker for himself underground and finished it off pretty quickly, taking shelter in his new home. Claude took to the trees and began constructing a home base to spend the night in out of reach of any mobs. And actually, after a shaky start, his build was really coming along and looked kind of okay.
All right, I think I've made some great progress. The cabin is looking cozy with a thatched roof, the windows are all in, and I've got the little farm area started with some crops planted. What do you think?
Gemini, however, was not so well off.
Gemini, why are you going down there? Gemini, why are you going down there? Gemini, why?